This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Bardal urges government and heads of security agencies to create an environment for free and fair elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says the government will leave no stone unturned to ensure impartial and fearless elections. Two 15-bed basic hospitals come into operation in Chandrakot and Gulmi Darbar rural municipalities of Gulmi. Government's budget expenditure reaches 18% in first 3 months of current fiscal year. And Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of breaking truce as 10 people killed in air attacks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Bardal has urged the government and security chiefs to instill public confidence that the upcoming election will be conducted in a free, fair and fearless atmosphere. At a meeting today at Sheetal Niwas, the president urged the interim government's prime minister and ministers to act decisively and effectively to ensure the successful conduct of the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. According to the president's press advisor, Kiran Pokhrel, the president also instructed the chiefs of all four security agencies to perform their duties with confidence and commitment toward the election. During the meeting, Prime Minister Sushila Karki assured that the government will leave no stone unturned to ensure that the election is held in a free, fair and fearless environment. She urged the security agencies to intensify their preparations and place to provide all necessary resources to support their efforts. Security chiefs assured the president they are fully capable of maintaining peace and ensuring successful elections, citing past experience under tougher conditions and reaffirming their readiness. The hospitals in Chandrakot and Gulmi Darbar rural municipalities of Gulmi have now been completed and are operational. Both hospitals are providing round-the-clock emergency services, X-ray, video X-ray, ECG, pharmacy, laboratory, oxygen supply, free maternity services, abortion services and more. Aiming to improve access to healthcare services for rural citizens, the government had laid the foundation stone for 5, 10 and 15-bed hospitals in 396 local units across the country on the 30th of November in 2020. The government's expenditures in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year stand at 18.56% of the total budget. According to the Financial Controller General Office, by the mid-October, the government had spent 364.58 billion rupees, which accounts for 18.56% of the annual allocation. For the current fiscal year, the government has announced a total budget of 1,964.11 billion rupees. As per the office updates, current expenditure stands at 256.80 billion rupees, which is 21.75% of the annual target. Capital expenditure amounts to 19.18 billion rupees or 4.7%. Under fiscal management, 88.60 billion rupees or 23.61% has been spent. During the same period, the government collected revenue amounting to 253.01 billion rupees, which is 16.51% of the annual target of 1,533.04 billion rupees. Yamapanchak, the vibrant festival of light and flowers, also called Tihar in Nepali and Deepavali in Mithila, begins today. Traditionally 5 days, it extends to 6 this year due to lunar calendar shifts. Starting with Dhanateras and ending on Bhaiya Dooj Thursday, the festival follows the lunar cycle from Kartik Krishna Trayodashi to Kartik Shukla Dwitiya. Dhanateras is observed this evening, Kag Puja by Sunday midday, and the main Lakshmi Puja on Monday evening. Evening rituals like Dhanateras and Lakshmi Puja contrast with the daytime events such as Gau Puja and Bhaiya Dooj. Like this year's extended Navaratri, Yama Panchak's six-day celebration is uniquely marked across Nepal. Minister for Urban Development Kulman Ghishing plans to revitalize the Town Development Fund TDF by expanding its scope. At today's briefing, Minister Ghishing committed to making the fund active and effective by focusing investments on electric public transport, charging stations and e-mobility infrastructure. CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli argued that without political dialogue, a conducive environment for the March 5 election cannot be created. Speaking at a reception in party's central office in Chasal, the former Prime Minister cited the looting of over 1,200 arms, 100,000 bullets and the escape of more than 5,500 prisoners during recent Gen Z protests as challenges. Chair Oli acknowledged Gen Z's demands to end corruption and stressed elections must not occur in a climate of fear. CPN Maoist Center Coordinator Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda emphasized the need for solidarity to successfully hold the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March in 2026. Speaking at a reception during Tihar, Nepal Sambad and Chhat Parva celebrations, he recalled for unity among nationalist, democratic and revolutionary forces to address political challenges. The former Prime Minister also affirmed the interim government's commitment to timely elections and expressed confidence in international support. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहनुस इंटरनेट मा सर्फ गर्नुस डेटा भोइस एसएमएस सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज पुलिस हैव अरेस्टेड टू इन्डियन नेशनल्स अ 24 ईयर ओल्ड Parampreet Singh and a 28-year-old Lavapreet Singh, both from Punjab, on charges of abduction and hostage-taking. The district police trains Kathmandu apprehended them for allegedly holding a 26-year-old man from Haryana hostage with a false promise of sending him to Australia. According to Superintendent of Police Pawan Kumar Bhattrai, police acted on a tip-off that the suspects had locked the victim in a Sundhara hotel room and demanded a ransom of 2 million rupees. The district court in Kathmandu has granted a 7-day remand for further investigation. Police also confiscated 4 mobile phones from the suspects. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Pakistan has launched air attacks inside Afghanistan, killing at least 10 people and breaking a ceasefire that had brought 2 days of relative calm to the border after an intensive period of bloodshed. According to Al Jazeera, the 48-hour truce posed nearly a week of bloody border clashes that killed dozens of soldiers and civilians on both sides. 10 civilians were killed and 12 others were wounded in the attacks, a provincial hospital official told AFP on condition of anonymity, adding that 2 children were among the dead. In a statement released after the attacks, an Afghan government spokesperson said officials from both countries will hold crisis talks in Doha on Saturday. The United Nations aid chief took stock of the monumental task of restoring basic necessities in the devastated Gaza Strip on Saturday, and Israel received the remains of another October 7 hostage as a ceasefire entered its second week. According to the AFP news agency, in a short convo of white UN Jeeps Relief Coordinator Tom Fletcher and his team wound their way through the twisted rubble of shattered homes to inspect a wastewater treatment plant in Sheikh Radwan, north of Gaza City. The densely populated Gaza City, home to over 2 million Palestinians, has been devastated by 2 years of conflict between Hamas and Israel. Despite a truce brokered last week by U.S. President Donald Trump, the main Egypt border crossing remains closed while aid trucks continue entering Delhi through Israeli checkpoints. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Portal urges government and heads of security agencies to create an environment for free and fair elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says the government will leave no stone unturned to ensure impartial and fearless elections. Two 15-bed basic hospitals come into operation in Chandrakot and Gulmi Darwar rural municipalities of Gulmi. Government's budget expenditure reaches 18% in first 3 months of current fiscal year. And Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of breaking truce as 10 people killed in air attacks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.